Hello, Ariana.
Yes, who am I
Hi,
speaking with?
my name is Alan. I'm calling on the recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Did you already file a claim, or are you still looking to filing?
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Can you hear the background?
No.
You can only hear me?
Yes, I can only hear you.
Okay, just making sure.
You're good. Are we?
Nope, I haven't filed a lawsuit yet.
Okay, you haven't filed any claim.
No.
Okay. Well, just so you know that this lawsuit exists because people that have used Depo have been diagnosed with health issues such as meningioma. Now, have you been diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, I have.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Can you repeat that?
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to be asking you a few questions. If you could simply answer with a simple yes or no, we can get through this as quick as possible. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I have not.
And are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Are you looking to file this claim on your for yourself?
Yes, I am.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was meningioma of the brain, a tumor in the brain.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And what would you say was your date of diagnosis, approximately?
26th of March, 2023.
So 3/26/2023.
3/26/2023. Yes.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
January 20th, 24th, 2000.
Okay, so January 24th, 2000,
2000.
is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so 1/24/2000. Now, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
Yeah, I do.
And who else do you know was diagnosed with and was injured after using Depo?
I have sisters.
Okay. And how many sisters of yours were diagnosed? Were they also diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, two. I have two older sisters.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And what's the name of your sisters?
I have Brittany Johnson and I have Aisha Johnson.
And Asia, okay. Okay. All right. So Brittany, is that Brittney?
No, it's Brittany Johnson. And the Asha is Aysha.
Johnson.
Yes.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, and which injectable did you use? Depo
Pfizer.
Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or generic Medrace acetate? Or was it just
Acetate.
Depo?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Which injectable did you use? Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or
Okay.
generic medroxyprogesterone acetate.
I know it took me a while to say it too. Medroxyprogesterone acetate.
Acetate, that's the one that you
Yeah.
used.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Fork.
Within 1 year, can you,
Within
is,
1 year.
so the answer is yes or no. Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Okay, and approximately when did you started using it? Month, year, and date.
I started
Approximately.
using February 10th, 2022, and
Okay.
then,
And then
okay.
when did you stop using it?
I stopped using it March 12th, 2023.
Okay. So I have 2/10/2022, 3/12/2023, is that correct?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
That's okay. So for
My
this,
neighbor is playing loud music.
no worries. For the start date, I have 2/10/2022. Is that correct? And then the
Yes.
last date is 3/12/2023. Is that right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Give me one moment, okay? Now, your siblings, would they also like to see if they meet the criteria for the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I will have to contact them.
Okay, perfect. At the end of this, I'll give you my contact information so you can give it to them and would be more than happy to help as well.
That would be wonderful.
Now for this part, for verification purposes, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then for would you kindly spell out your legal first name?
Ariana, and my last name is Johnson.
Okay, so I have Ariana, that's Ariana,
Yeah.
Johnson,
Yeah.
Johnson, is that right?
Right.
Okay. And then for security purposes, your social.
It's 617-17-3827.
I have 6/17/17/38/27. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And for the email that we have here, we have ARIANNANICOLE at iCloud.com.
Correct.
And for the phone number is 424-204-2217. Is that right?
That's correct.
And this is a mobile number?
This is mobile, yes. This
Okay.
is my personal cell.
And what's the best time of day for the attorneys to get a hold of you? Is it morning, afternoons, or evenings?
I would say anything after 12.
So evenings or afternoons?
Something like, yeah, afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay. And what's the primary address?
It is 8514. Excuse me. 8514 Discus, as in DISCUS, Drive. City Humble, as in HUMBLE, State, Texas. Area code 77346.
Okay, just to confirm that I have the correct address, I have 8514
Yes.
Discus Drive, that's Humble, Texas, 77346, Harris County, is that right?
Yes.
All right.
Correct.
Now, was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
A doctor.
Okay, and how many times were you injected with the product?
I was injected every 3 months.
Okay, so let's see. So you started two, so that would be, let me just see if I could do the math here for it. Approximately, let's see. Would you say it's one, two, four times or more? Five?
I would say 4 times.
Okay, four. Okay. Now, what is the name of the doctor or medical staff member that administered the Depo Provera?
Dr. Carl Heller.
Okay, that's doctor. Is that KARL Heller?
It's CARL.
Oh, CA. Okay. Give me one second. And what's the name of the facility that Dr. Heller works at?
HCA, Houston Healthcare, Kingwood, in Kingwood.
In Kingwood. Okay. I think I found him. Dr. Heller, Carl Heller, MD.
Yeah, he's a family doctor.
Okay. And it, the facility that it was administered was the HCA Kingwood in Texas, correct?
The Houston Healthcare, Kingwood, yes.
Okay. And that's located in 22999 US 59 North Kingwood, Texas, 77339.
It's 2299, wait, 22999 Highway 59 North, Kingwood, Texas.
Okay. So it's telling us US dash 59. Is that That's what it says on the website. So I'm assuming that's the right one though, right? The 22999 US dash 59 North Kingwood, Texas 77339. That's the HCA Houston Healthcare Kingwood.
Yeah.
Okay. And the phone number that we have I see is 281-348-8000. Now, for
Oh,
the
it's
go ahead.
281-985-5107.
985-5107.
Yeah, I'm looking at it in my contacts list.
Okay. And then for the prescribing doctor, was it also Dr. Heller? Carl Heller?
The prescribing doctor?
Yes. Was it the same doctor, Dr. Heller?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it the same facility as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Now for pharmacy, actually, give me one moment. I just want to make sure this is correct. All right. Now for the pharmacy name, was it also the HCA Houston Healthcare Kingwood, or is there a different pharmacy name?
No, it's a different pharmacy.
Okay, what's the name of the pharmacy?
Walmart Pharmacy.
Okay. And which one is which Walmart pharmacy?
The one on Farm to Market. It's the address to that is 6626 Farm to Market, 1960 Road East. It's Humble, Texas.
Okay, I see it.
Area code 77346.
All right, so I do see that. 6626 Farm to Market, 1960 Road East, Humble, Texas, 77346. Is
Yeah.
that right? Okay. All right, and the phone number that they have here is 281-852-4466. Is that right?
Yeah. I
Okay.
would What's it called? I will search them up. I don't have them in my contact list, so I will have
Yes,
to search them up on the map and
that's
call
fine.
from there.
That's the one that we see from their website as well. This is a
Okay.
281-852 4466. Now, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both? Hello?
I'm sorry, I could barely hear you because of this music and it's kind of
No worries.
disturbing.
Can you hear me now?
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Yes.
I want to tell them to go turn the music down, but I don't want no problem.
That's okay. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
It was an MRI scan and a
MRI.
biopsy.
Okay. Now, what was the name of the diagnosing doctor? Was it also Dr. Heller?
No, it was
Okay.
Dr. Robert Funk.
Okay, that's Dr. Robert Funk.
Yeah, Robert, Roderty, and Funk as in Funk.
Okay, Dr. Robert Funk is Dr. Okay, I see Dr. Robert Funk, MD, a neurosurgeon.
Yes.
Okay. And was Dr. Funk also located in the same hospital?
Yes, he was.
Okay, I do see that he's in suite 405. I'm assuming that's the same hospital, but he's in suite 405,
Yeah, I
correct?
heard you. Yeah.
Okay, and then his phone number that I have here is 281-571-7508. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then he is a neurosurgeon. Give me one second. All right. Now, for this question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or no, prior
Okay.
to your diagnosis of meningioma, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, I did not.
Okay. Now, what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it chemotherapy or was it radiation or none?
It was microsurgery, radiation therapy, and chemotherapy.
Radiation therapy. And did you say microsurgery?
Yes, microsurgery.
Surgery
I
and
received 2 month
chemotherapy.
sessions, 2 month, two sessions of microsurgery, radiation therapy, 2 months, two sessions, and then chemotherapy, 6 months, six sessions.
Okay, so I have radiation therapy, microsurgery, and chemotherapy, correct?
Yes.
And for the treating doctor, was it also Dr. Funk?
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right. And I'm assuming this is under the same location, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Give me one moment, please. All right. Now, for the following question, if you could please simply answer yes or no.
Okay.
Were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes.
And approximately what dates were you hospitalized for meningioma?
April 7th, 2023 to October 16th, 2023.
Okay. And you said that's 4/7/2023 and then 10 October, what day in October?
16th,
16? Okay.
2023.
2023. Okay. All right. And did you want to add additional medical notes? You don't have to. This is for the attorneys. If not, you can say no.
Medical note.
Yes, any additional, anything else that you want me to add? You can say none of the above.
Like what medical notes would it be? Like things that I had on paper?
Like for example, I mean they're going to ask you for them anyway later if you have any other additional notes, like for example, symptoms, but if you don't want to add it, you can say none of the above. That's okay.
Okay. Not that I could think of right now. Everything is
Okay.
on paper and I'm out of town.
That's perfectly fine. Like you said, you can say none of the above, if you don't want to add any more medical notes.
Okay.
Did you want me to put none of the above? Or
Yeah, you can put
okay.
none of the above for now. Am I able to change it later
Oh,
or?
absolutely. Yeah, you can just
Oh, okay.
let the attorney
Awesome.
know. Absolutely. Yep. Now, for
Awesome.
this question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no,
Okay.
do you have a copy of the medical records for the do you have a copy of the medical records, or are you able to obtain them from the hospital, or are you able to request from the doctors?
Yes, I am, but
Okay.
I'm out of town right now.
That's fine. You don't
You're
need it right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both?
And what time would you guys need them? I won't be home until another month from now.
So, if this is just asking you like how you're able to provide them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, are you able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Mail.
Mail. Okay. And then for the last part of this, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you,
Okay.
ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Now,
Okay.
typically, we only contact emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. Now, this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it
Okay.
necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does the
Okay.
emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't even want them to be my emergency contact, honestly.
Okay, did you want me to put an emergency contact or no?
After one of you guys talked to my sisters, am I able to change that and then I could refer it to one of my sisters?
You can put whatever you want, right? You can put
Right now?
any, yeah.
Okay, I
You can
want to
put your,
put Aisha Johnson.
is it live with or does not live with?
Say it, no, I don't live with her.
Okay, and it's Asia
Yeah,
Johnson.
Aisha. AYSHA.
Aisha Johnson.
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please. And what's Aisha's number?
It is 760-523-6333.
I have 560, 520, or sorry, 760, 523, 6333. And this is your sibling, correct?
This is my sibling. This is my sister. Yes.
Okay. And then for the email, did you want me to just put the same num same email?
Yeah,
The
because I don't know her email.
Ariana Nicole. Okay. All right. And then for the address.
Her address? Hold on, it's in her contact list.
Okay.
Aisha. Okay. It is 2920 Oak Road, Pearland, Texas, PEARL. I mean, ARLAND, Texas. Her area code says 77584.
Okay, so I have 2920. That's Oak Road, Pearland, Texas, 77581. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Is there like a unit number, suite number, or no?
Oh, yeah. It's 210. Her unit number is 210. That's probably like the only
Road.
numbers I remember.
Is it apartment 210 or unit
Yes,
210?
apartment 210.
210. Okay. So I have 2920 Oak Road, Pearland, or sorry, Pearland, apartment 210, Texas.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Give me one second. Actually, it goes. Yeah. Oak Road, apartment 210, Pearland, Texas. All right. Me one second, and then Okay.
I have a headache.
All right, so we're almost done here. We just need 1 minute left of your time.
Okay.
I'm gonna submit and send to you the report or the paperwork here. Give me 1 moment, okay?
Do I have to print it?
No, you don't have to print it.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. I'm just gonna confirm one last thing, and then I'm gonna walk you through the process. Have you used DocuSign before?
Yeah, I have.
You have. Okay, so it's gonna be quick then. Give me 1 moment, please. All right. Now, before I send you this paperwork, I'm just gonna confirm one last thing with you. And then you'll receive a text message and an email of the same exact thing, and I'll walk you through the process. Now, just to confirm, I have your first name is spelled ARIEANNA, last name JOHNSON. The address is 8514 Discus Drive, Humble, Texas 77346. For the phone number is 424-204-2217. Is that all correct?
Correct.
And the email address is the same. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and send you the forms now. Let me know once you receive the text message or the email. They're gonna be the same exact thing.
Alan Raimondo.
Yes, go ahead and click the link that's on that text or email. This will direct you to a DocuSign web page. You may have to click continue, yes, or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records, and then hit start. It this
Agreed
will
to use electronic records and signature.
correct, and then hit start. This will then direct you to the first
Correct
signature field.
anything. Okay, sign.
And then hit adopt and continue. And then you're going to repeat that process and apply it to the boxes that you need to put your signature. And then you're going to click finish once you're complete. And then let me just make sure it's correct. And then I'm going to send you a text message right now, okay? And then we're pretty much done. All right, looks good. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead
Sign
and
this one also.
what was that?
Sign this one also.
Did you already complete the documents? Because it looks like you already finished it.
Yeah, it sent me another text. Oh, okay, this is just a copy. Okay.
Yeah, it's just So I'm gonna send you a text right now from my direct line. It's gonna come from a 949 area code. It's just
Okay.
saying thank you for your time. Now, within the next 24 to 48 hours, business hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from a 214 number. This will
Okay.
be the attorneys representing you. It will be Vigna. Feel free to call me or text me back from this number and the one that I sent you a text message through, the
Okay.
949. I'm available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. If
Okay.
the attorneys can't get a hold of you within the next 24 to 48 hours, please expect a call from me, and then I'll transfer you over to them so that they can begin your case. Now,
Okay.
for the phone number that you want to send your sister, I'll give that. It's going to be the same number. Here, let me send you another text message.
Okay.
And then you can have them text me or call me, whichever works for them. I just sent you that right now from the same exact thread. That's pretty much it, Ariana. It's been a great pleasure to speak with you. If you have any questions, feel free to ask the attorneys once you get a hold of them. If you have any other questions before that, feel free to call me or text me, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful day, okay?
You too, Al.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.